Carly, French Open quarter finalists. How does that sound to you 1.5 hours after you converted match point?
It sounds pretty good when you say it, actually. No, for sure, it's... I don't know if I realize yet it's quarter final. Maybe it's good I didn't realize, and I just want to, yeah, to stay focused on the game. It's more important, but for sure, when I arrived here in French Open, I was not thinking about this at all. I was just wanted to play my game, try to improve and enjoy the most I can the French Open. And yeah, it's now a couple of matches. It's getting better. And today was definitely a good match. And I'm very happy it's the first win of the Philippe Chatrier Court.
So of all the different factors going into this match, I mean, you know, fourth round of French Open, Chatrier, Cornet, recent stuff there, playing other French women. What were the most dominant of those in your mind in terms of the pressure, the distractions of all those different elements? Because there was a lot going on for you today.
Yeah, it was a lot, but I was not feeling any negative pressure. It was only positive one. I was super motivated since yesterday. I went to practice, and I was very focused on what I had to do to be ready for the match. And even to play on Philippe Chatrier, I was just going for it and going for enjoy it. And I was pretty sure I was going to play on this court against Alizé Cornet. I was pretty sure. But yeah, I really enjoy it. Of course, it was not super nice atmosphere because fans were a little bit 50-50, but it was good. And yeah, I went over it, and I'm pretty happy with it.
Caroline, in the past you've said that you had problems with playing on Chatrier. So mm-hmm. How were the feelings when you arrived on the court, and how did you deal with if there were any issues, you know?
No, it was nothing to compare to the past year, and I think the final of double last year helped me. And like I say, I arrived to this tournament with a different mindset. I wanted really to be positive, focus on my games, and not everything around it, and not thinking because it's French Open I have to do great. So I just trying to focus on what I can do on court, and what my team think about me, what I can improve, and not too much care about the other people, the judgment and everything. So that's what I learned from the couple of weeks. So I just want to keep this way and to stay this way, and that's the way I play the best.
Caroline, if you go back to April, and you have the back injury and things like that, how far away did something like this result seem like at that time?
I feel so many things happen in a couple of weeks, things I will never imagine would can happen actually in every possible way. And of course, the beginning of the year was quite complicated for me, but when I come back from Monterrey, it was not the way we wanted at all, but we kept positive. We know it was going to be a long way for the back, and we worked very hard. I was 4 hours, 5 hours at the gym. The week was, I was finishing the week without eating, just without playing tennis, just spending time at the gym, but I was exhausted. One day I will remember, I think I was almost crying because I was so dead of doing all this gym, but I know one day maybe we'll paid off. And I think this week in French Open a lot of things happen, and you know, when you stay positive, you work hard, you believe in yourself, and you keep it going even when people around you go negative or criticize what you are doing or cannot understand you, you have to stay in your way and do what you think is the best, and after you have the result you work for.
It was a very nice cheer from the crowd at the handshake, which I don't know if people were expecting to be very cold, but when you two kissed each other, it was a big cheer.
Yeah,
did you notice that? And I guess were you surprised yourself at how sort of warm the greeting was there? Because you both left with big smiles on your face after the handshake.
I didn't know how she left the court. I don't know.
No,
but
just after the handshake, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I was just so happy. I just went for it, and I mean, everyone was waiting for a very cold match, and everyone was, I'm sure that everyone looked at this match to see how it was going to happen. Everyone was surprised, or maybe it's going to be a battle or whatever. But I mean, I just try to stay like a professional player, and I play tennis because I enjoy it, and I don't want to get any fight with anyone. And what happened, happened, and we never forget about it. But tennis, it's a game, and I play to enjoy, and that's it.
Oh. When Carolina won her match today, she said she would have two opponents in the quarterfinals, you and the French crowd cheering you on.
Sure.
How important do you think the crowd will be to help you play your best tennis in the quarterfinal?
For sure it will be important. Carolina is a great player. Maybe the clay is not her best surface yet, but we know she can do a lot of damage with her serve and forehand. So for sure it will be very important, and it will be my first quarterfinal. She has a little bit of experience. She's in the top since a couple of months and year now, so it will be a very important match. But I'm sure the crowd can help me like he did in Fed Cup. It's different atmosphere, but I'm really looking forward for this match and to see a real atmosphere, because today was a bit 50-50, was a little bit weird, so I just want to enjoy it and play the best I can.
Caroline, over the course of the week, over the course of the week, you've said a lot about that you were learning to play for yourself, mm-hmm. to play for the people that you care about and things like that. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like in the past you didn't do that, that you weren't playing for yourself, that you were playing for other reasons or other people?
I don't know if like I was not playing for myself, but I was taking too much attention about what the people were saying about me and the judgment and everything, and so I was like too much. I mean, when I play tennis, I play because I like it, and I do things because I think they are good, and we speak about it with the team. It's not only my personal decision, but we do everything together since very long time, and when we take a decision, it's because we want it. And sometimes after the result I was doing, after the loss or after the good win, I was taking too much attention about what the people were saying about me, and that's something you should really not do. And of course it's nice to see the fans cheering you on and read some nice messages when it's difficult time, and I read a lot of them this last week, but sometimes you have also to arrive to stay focused on yourself, and there is a lot of bad people around and you have to be careful.
Caroline, I think you're now 7-0 against other French players in tour level matches. How do you explain that dominance of your country women?
I don't know, and they have to stay like this for sure. And yeah, someone told me 2 days ago that I was I never lost against another French girl, and so I can't explain it. I just try to, in this match we are sometimes difficult atmosphere, I just try to be focused on myself, my game, and try to forget about the other ones that I know her, that she's a French, another French player and everything. But for now, I do it good.
You said you've stopped paying attention to the criticism and stuff. How would you see that kind of criticism? Did you read about it, you know, in newspapers, or in what form did you see it in?
Oh, you can see them in plenty of form, but when all the things happen, because I was not playing good, because I couldn't play Fed Cup, because people say some stuff about me and everything. After that, for this tournament, since last week, I decided to take some distance about a lot of things, and just go to tennis to play it and enjoy and try to improve every day, and stay with my team and try to keep in the line what we want to do and just focus on our way, and that's it. And for sure it's always nice to see support from people around you and people you don't even know, but sometimes people can say bad things, and when you're a little bit down, it can bring you even more down, so you have to be careful.
Caroline,
excusez-moi, je suis populaire. Je le comprends, mais je le parle pas très bien.
Caroline, what is the biggest satisfaction as you sit there right now? What are you the most proud about?
it's difficult to say only one thing, but I think the things I'm more proud, it's even in the bad time, we stay very strong and together with my team and with my parents, and we communicate a lot, and because this week is for sure because they helped me a lot in this difficult time. And